Paula Poundstone joins me today. Paula, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks very much.
Now, you know, we've had Wait, Wait in town a few times, and it's interesting to watch that show live because you and the other panelists are so quick. Is there a trick to that, or is it similar to what you do on stage?
It's very similar to what I do on stage. When I'm on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you know, they tape the show and there's some editing. There's a lot of editing when I'm on because I always make the show go much longer than it's supposed to. And I often get glowered at by Peter.
Oh, glowering from Peter. That's got to be fun.
In fact, it's one of the delights of my life. I love to try to throw Peter Sagal off his game.
How did you find your way to Wait, Wait?
I'm so lucky they came to me. I honestly, and I'm sure they hate it when I say this, but it was many, many years. You know, it must have been 13 years ago. And at that time, they didn't have as big a listenership as they have now, and they weren't aired on as many stations as they are now. And they also didn't work in front of an audience. When I first started doing the show about 13 years ago, we did it from whatever NPR studio you were nearest. And so, you know, I did mine from the Los Angeles one. And Peter was in Chicago because he's at the headquarters of the show. And Carl was in Washington, D.C., never had to fly, although I think he likes it better. He really enjoys his frequent flyer points. You know, the show was still really, really fun to do, but it definitely and obviously took on, you know, a stronger energy by virtue of having a responsive crowd in front of us, which is really, really fun.
Now, at this point in your career, you have a successful stand-up career. You've done television, radio, you're a published author. Are there any other mountains you want to climb?
Many. Many, many. The first is that I want all three of my children to be, you know, set up in productive adult lives. But once that happens, I really hope to, you know, I loved Bridesmaids. I would kill to be in a movie like that. I couldn't possibly hope to create anything that funny. But, you know, I'd love to try my hand at movie stuff. When I was young, you know, I grew up watching Lily Tomlin and Gilda Radner and, you know, Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett and Merritt Ellen Moore. And I really had fancied myself that I would be a comic actress. And so I would love to do that someday. But the truth is, the parameters of not only, A, no one's banging down my door, first of all, but second of all, the schedule of that would not work well for my family life, and so I don't even pursue it at this point, but I will someday.
So for your show this Friday in Dearborn, give us a picture of what people can expect.
Well, I talk about raising a house full of kids and animals. I talk about trying to pay attention to the news well enough to cast a halfway decent vote. I talk about the sad state of broadcast journalism. I talk about some frustrations with the public school system. My favorite part of the night is I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that to kind of set my sails for what to talk about, and seems to work pretty good.
Paula Poundstone will be performing at the Ford Community Performing Arts Center this Friday. Paula, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Hey, by the way, if anybody knows my friends Mary and Ambra, will they tell them I'm going to be there?
Okay, we've got you.